Good morning or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It's Friday, June 17th, 2002, the weekend. You may hear some airplanes or trucks going by. Today I'm outside of work. I'm recording this. So let's get to it. They say you attract what you are. So if I'm with someone who is a monster, or if I've been with someone who's a monster, does that make me a monster too? Am I just as insane? I'm really in my head about the answer. And as I was pondering on that thought, I had to look myself in the mirror and ask, am I a monster? Am I the wicked that I attract? They say people are either lessons or blessings. So obviously, if it ain't a blessing, it's a lesson. Instead of asking myself, am I the monster? I try to replace the thought with, what lesson can I learn from this experience? And know that I'm not only learning from experiences with others, but experiences with myself. I most definitely don't want to be a monster. I try my best to be a good person. Although my thoughts are not always pleasant, I'm trying my best to stay positive and change my mindset and the way I view things. But the monsters, oh, the monsters have made it so hard for me. The very people I try not to be. So why am I attracting? Oh yeah, the lessons. There's good lessons and bad lessons all in one. Like someone who swears they're telling the truth and has an Oscar Award act. The act comes with whining and actual tears to the point where you believe them, while the whole time it was all lies. That kind of thing makes me question everyone in my life. Are you an actor or real? Are your intentions of good or of evil? But still, why do I attract what doesn't suit me? I've made mistakes. Again, am I a monster? My character and who I am are unique, straight from the womb. But what matters is the molding process. Who molded me? My mother. Aha, there. This is where it all began. If you are toxic and unhealed, and you have kids, and you transfer on that energy, then have that instilled in them. Here I am. I didn't realize who I became, that I became what I despised as a child, but have a lot of qualities which I didn't like as a kid growing up. Oh no. Am I a monster? No, I'm not a monster. But what lessons can I learn? Oh, I see. I see the blessing in this. The blessing of being able to realize those hard facts about myself and to recognize changes I need to make. The lesson is, I'm not perfect, but I do need to work on being better. I'm grateful to recognize that. Despite those doubtful moments, I talk myself through. I bring you my stories. I recognize that my environment growing up has a lot to do with who I am. I attract the dysfunction that I also am. Sometimes you can't see the toxicity because it's what you're immune to. But when you're blessed to recognize, you can make steps to change things, which in turn will help me to see the world in a more clearer view, and not only to see, but to understand. Understand that some are coming into understanding of oneself, and others will never come into understanding of oneself, and those are the ones I steer clear from. Now that I see a little clearer, I will always be ever changing, growing, and learning every day, trying to break the chains. Am I a monster? No, I'm a warrior.